Dear mother and father, it was a great disappointment to me not to have come home last weekend, and I fear it was also to you. Now, however, I'm very glad I've decided to go to Brighton. I travelled on Sunday afternoon via London and got down about 6 p.m. I found Dr. Samu, Nella and Sammy living in a small house in a quiet street just off the front. They had taken all the rooms and were thus very comfortable. I found Sam, a little thinner and paler, but otherwise apparently unaltered. He walks very slowly, and with a stick, and ought not to walk at all, but will not have a bath chair. He was very cheery, but much quieter. He suffers from very bad headaches, which occur frequently, though he never complains. He is very weak. His nerves are quite unstrung, and his memory is affected rather badly. Since I left him, the medical authorities have ordered him 2 months more sick leave. Of course, his sister is delighted. It is all a matter of time, and he will pull round eventually. He was very glad to see me. His sister said that preparing for me had distracted him and done him good. I hope so. They were awfully kind to me. We went to the theatre on the Saturday night, early mass on Sunday pier, and church parade on the front, band and all moving on the afternoon, and a concert in the aquarium in evening. Sam and I sat amongst the fishes, listened to the band, smoked and yarned. I thought of John Lester and his connection with the place. On Monday, we messed about and at 3:50 p.m, I left for London and got down here about 9, having dined on the train. The weather at Brighton was superb, and it really is a charming place. I can quite understand the fascination for the Londoners. I really have enjoyed the hours. Dr. Samu is a very nice man. In manner, voice and appearance, he is very like Sam, but of course, older and bearded. He is working at the hospital there. I also met two ladies, cousins of the Samus, and both married to Englishmen. They stayed one after the other at the house, and were both very nice. Nella was just the same, and of course, worrying about Sam morning, noon and night. You mentioned in your last note, Mother, about coming down here. If I were you, I should not be in too great a hurry. There are constant rumours of an impending move to Aldershot or Basingstoke, either of which places would be handier for you. I shall put in for another weekend as soon as there is the least chance of getting it, and I'm sure the CO will do what he can, as he is quite as decent to me as anyone. Unfortunately, he cannot do as he likes, as the question is in the hands of the Brigadier General, who is a strict old chap. Work goes on here pretty steadily. The day before going to Brighton, we had a division field day. About 16,000 men were engaged. Our brigade, 4,000, marched about 5 a.m. and, after 10 miles, marched arrived at the scene of action. Our brigade, 4,000, marched about 5 a.m. and, after 10 miles march, arrived at the scene of action. We were attached by the rest of the division, and a brisk battle went on all day over miles of ground. I had charge of an isolated party in the small wooden farm and enjoyed myself repelling attacks and chipping in the fight whenever possible. At 4 p.m, operations ceased and we marched 10 miles home to camp. The weather was very hot, the roads dusty, and my equipment weighed about 40 pounds. However, we got back all right, though 6 months ago I should have dropped halfway. I have put on 1 stone since joining the army. Yesterday was a brigade day. I had commanded a skeleton army, 60 men representing 1,000, and we were attacked by 4 battalions. We had loads of blank cartridges and enjoyed ourselves hugely. The umpires and the general seemed pleased with my dispositions, and so all went well. It was the jolliest day I had since I joined. Well, love to all the usual list, omitting no one. Many thanks for all your frequent letters. I hope you're feeling better, Dad, and if you can get down any time, I'm sure they would welcome a visit from the mayor. I'm in rather a hurry, so cannot write as much as usual. Much love to you both. Phil.